This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The state of Maryland says that last year the Port of Baltimore handled a record 52 million tons of international cargo, valued at more than $80 billion. Since the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge, though, the port is mostly at a standstill. And while salvage crews are working hard to clear the wreckage, many others are waiting in the wings to be able to get back to work. Here's today's installment of our series, My Economy.
I'm Dawn Speakman. I'm the owner of Drayage Solutions. We're a woman-owned drayage company, and we operate out of the Port of Baltimore. The terminology for drayage is that you basically pick up a container and you take it to the warehouse. We move about 120 to 150 containers a week, so it's about 7,000 a year, and now we're down to nothing. It's pretty catastrophic for us. We had some work for a few days that was already in the pipeline. But after that, we are 100% shut down. So it is catastrophic. We are at a complete standstill halt. Me personally, I didn't really think it happened. My brother contacted me at 3 o'clock in the morning and sent me a text message. And I thought he was kidding. I thought his phone got hacked or something. So I called him up and he was like, no, it really did collapse. And then I was up from 3 o'clock on watching the news. We actually did have containers to pull out of the port that day. So I did have drivers in the port that day that it happened. And I had sent them a message that said, you know, please be careful. It was an interesting day as more of the media came out and we watched different videos of it. You know, it was then reality set in. And it was like, okay, this is a horrific event. And how are we going to recover from this? We have a staff of 7 drivers. I have not had work for them since April the 1st. I've been able to keep paying them. I started this business with my own money and didn't have any loans until COVID. So we haven't used the Small Business Administration until COVID. And we may use it now, but I would prefer that's like a last resort. We did apply for a grant through the state of Maryland. So we're hoping to hear back by the end of the week with that. The intention is to keep them on the payroll and pay them their full salary until we can get things back to normal. We are very optimistic. I'm a very positive and optimistic person. We have to be patient, though, and we have to pray for the specialists and the professionals that are working to remove the debris and open up that channel. You know, this is a very large undertaking, and we're going to just do whatever we have to do to make it through. We made it through COVID. We're going to make it through this, and ultimately, we will get back to normal. It's just, how long is it going to take for us to get there?
Dawn Speakman there, founder and president of Drayage Solutions in Baltimore, Maryland. We cannot do this series without you, so let us know what's up, would you? Marketplace.org/myeconomy.